An Eatonville Saga. Season 1, 1987, Eatonville's Centennial Year. Episode 7, A Symbiotic Relationship, the Town of Eatonville and the Hungerford School. Here's our storyteller, N.Y. Nethery, Executive Director of the Association to Preserve the Eatonville Community, Inc.
Episode 7, A Symbiotic Relationship, a.k.a. The Town and the Gown. Because the Hungerford School and the town of Eatonville started within months of one another, they naturally grew and changed together. Large amounts of land were available close to the town for the school's agricultural programs. The school needed students, and the town could supply them. The town and the region wanted to be trained and educated. The school had the facilities and programs to meet the need. The town and the school helped stabilize each other and increase chances of survival. Hungerford was a permanent place for learning and education, and Eatonville was a permanent community and town. Hungerford taught discipline and values to future leaders of Eatonville. The community spoke out for the practical and political rights of the school. Though initially separate from the Eatonville community, Hungerford was eventually annexed into the town. And by the time of the annexation, the school had grown to include 304 acres, which accounted for 62% of Eatonville's area. End of episode 7.
You've been listening to An Eatonville Saga. Executive Producer, the Association to Preserve the Eatonville Community, Inc. Podcast concept and storyteller, N.Y. Nethery, Eatonville native, and the Executive Director of the Association to Preserve the Eatonville Community, Inc., PEC. Produced and directed by Ken Moore. 2021 copyright by the Association to Preserve the Eatonville Community, Inc. All rights reserved. Thanks for listening. If you would like to support our podcast by giving, you can give to PEC at www.give2pec.org. That's www.give2pec.org.